Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning. Let the hot takes begin. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will be joining us a little bit later on in the show as an NBA countdown and all the whole ESPN NBA crew out in Phoenix. Game two tonight with the Clippers of the Western Conference Finals. So we'll get his take on that and everything else. But in the meantime, Key.
Yo, what up?
Well, we're in this business, right, where it's, you know, we got it takes. We got stuff we need to say. We think about what we see, and we put it out there in the world. And there are some times where things are said, and you go, like, what? And
sometimes.
I need to, because of the, you know, where you're from, and you being a Laker guy, and you and I both, how we feel about Stephen A. But yesterday on First Take, he said that, like, again, Devin Booker had a great game one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been a fan. People came at me when I put him number one on my top five under 25. Like, I felt like he was, you know, he Luka, like, you could put them side by side. But I just thought, well, the world doesn't know enough about Devin Booker. Yeah. And now we're learning about Devin Booker, right? Yeah. But then now we get a little crazy because we go from we don't know much about him to now we just take it to the extreme.
Okay.
So take a listen to what Stephen A. said. In a comparison, which we do in basketball, about Devin Booker and what he feels about what he sees in Devin Booker right now.
Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Yep.
I'm saying it on national television. Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Official. His first playoff appearance. And the brother's the number one option. Averaging over 28, dropped 40 in a triple-double in the first game of the conference finals. And just the way he plays, he's an assassin. And guess what? This Clippers team, you need Kawhi back to knock that kid off.
So that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Your thoughts? Because that's one of those where I heard it and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going there.
I mean,
come on.
Stephen A. is I kind of get what he's saying.
You do?
Yeah, I kind of get what he's saying about he's going to be hard to push aside. He has a certain mentality, a certain style that he plays with, and his grace reminds you of some Kobe Bryant taking over games when he's the long ranger sort of. I mean,
killer instinct kind
killer
of guy.
Instinct.
You mean like that stuff?
I get that part of it.
But there's when you say Kobe though, it's a whole like.
But okay,
it's so Kobe's box office. Kobe's got that look. There's a whole bunch of that. Booker's a
well. If you packaging all that up, but that's got a long way to
talk,
go.
When you say Kobe, you don't just say like, well, you know, he's a great scorer. I mean,
yeah,
no, Kobe, there's more to
great,
it than
great,
just that.
See, as great as Kobe was, I don't know. If Kobe would have stayed in, what the hell was it, New Orleans or what? Charlotte.
Charlotte was the team that
Charlotte
drafted.
Would he have elevated to the Mamba in Charlotte the way he would have, the way he did in L.A.? Not meaning like could.
You saying the market made him?
Well, when you in L.A. versus Charlotte, that's a whole nother world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, L.A., New York is perfect for Kobe Bryant. There's no question about it. But in Charlotte, you kind of get pushed down, right? I mean, you just go down. No matter how great a player is,
you get lost in that
whole Charlotte marketplace.
Well, if you want to go with, again, mentality, score, and all that stuff, that's Dame Lillard. It's the same kind of thing. If you're trying to make the Kobe comparison and it's a basketball one only, because I think. And that's what I'm surprised.
I think Stephen A. is only talking about basketball because it's hard as hell to reach
you need
Kobe
to specify
Bryant's,
that.
It's hard as hell to reach Kobe Bryant's status. A quarter of it.
Kobe came in the he walked
a quarter
in,
of it.
But Keek, he walked in the league already with something. Charisma, box off. There was something about Kobe when he got in the league.
He
wasn't very good.
First 2 years, they didn't even want. You know, veteran players are like, man, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, I understand.
It was forced. They didn't like that.
But I'm not talking about his ability.
He took control of the entire situation. And he walked in it as supreme second to none. There's no question about it.
But he had something about it. Like, you always talked about that look.
No, he had something about it.
That's why I'm surprised.
His belief, all of those sort of things, there's no question that he had all that. His mentality was always, as I tell people all the time, he taught me how to sign my signature.
What?
Oh, you don't know the story.
Sign your signature.
Yeah, how to do my autograph. You don't know the story.
I don't.
So me and Kobe was flying together.
Now, when is this?
Our rookie years. Because we both came into the 96, leagues in 96. And I'm on the plane. We're on the plane together. And we're signing. He's signing basketballs and pitchers, and I'm signing footballs and pitchers. And it's not very many. It may be.
You're at an event?
No, we're flying to Oregon.
Oh, you're doing it
on the plane.
Oh, okay.
We're doing it on the plane before we land. And so I'm writing Keyshawn Johnson, number 19. Keyshawn already long. Johnson even longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting over and I'm signing them, Allen. And I'm like, I look up. He done got up, went to get something to drink. He done. I'm like, damn, man, what you do? And then in his voice, he like, man, what you take it too long. Let me show you. So he takes thing and he just writes Kobe 8. And I'm like, oh, damn. Okay. So whatever Keyshawn Johnson was, it was like 20 of them. The rest was Keyshawn, right? Just Keyshawn. Because he said to me, he goes, man, they know you by your name. Keyshawn, ain't no other Keyshawn Johnson.
Well, that's
just like there's no other Kobe Bryant.
Right, right.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, this dude gonna be all right.
So now those Keyshawn Johnson footballs are probably extremely valuable because there's no other.
But you could tell he had all of that sort of stuff.
Now, again, Devin Booker has this swag about him. I mean, again, on the court, watch him and all that stuff. But
the fact that
there's
Kobe
a lot
played,
more that but, comes with
yeah,
Kobe
but
that
the fact
I don't
that Kobe
think Booker
played,
is
the
that.
The fact that Kobe played in L.A. pulls a lot of the other stuff out.
All right.
Devin Booker, as a basketball player, he's got some stuff, okay?
Oh, he does.
And he's got a long ways to reach Kobe Bryant's status because 5 championship rings, you know, just the whole – it's just a lot. It's a lot when you compare one of the all-time greats to somebody that's just scratching the surface. And that's why I hate when people actually do stuff like that, because that pressure mounts on that individual. Not necessarily that individual is soaking up the pressure, but the pressure from the outside mm-hmm. starts to take shape and people start to say, well, like you're doing right now, like, Kobe Bryant? Are you crazy? You know, now Devin Booker scores 18 points tonight. Right. People are going to be like, Kobe.
Which, by the way, Kobe has had playoff games where he's just had 18, where he's had a poor shooting night. Like, it'll happen, but because you bring this up, and I just feel like this is that typical, we do this. And again, it's all love for Stephen A. We'll talk to him later in the show. Because, you know, this is what we do. So I don't have a problem with it. It's more of like it just becomes a conversation. The minute I heard him say it, I'm like, I got to ask Key about this. Because you obviously have that very
like
close
him.
Connection to Kobe.
I like Devin Booker and stuff
I
like
do
that.
Too.
But it's hard to start to compare him to Kobe Bryant. It's like it's hard to compare first couple years that Kobe started to really cook and it became –
Remember,
oh, Kobe is like Jordan. Kobe's like Jordan.
Well, that's
it's
right.
Like, well, wait a minute. Hold on, man. I see some of the stuff, but slow it down a little
see,
bit.
See, but again, like,
no, it's just, it was the same thing, Allen.
It was, but it wasn't. You saw it, though.
No.
You saw it. You watched the way he moved, and you said, yeah, he's really like Jordan.
You see some of his basketball stuff in Devin Booker. You see some of Kobe Bryant's basketball stuff in Devin Booker.
Mid-post
turnaround mm-hmm. at the elbow. Like, you can see some of that. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
His ability to pass up a shot and pass the ball. You can see some of it. And it's the same thing with Jordan. It was like, yeah, we get it, but this is the same dude that airballed in Utah. Y'all need to slow down. And then eventually it took off and you was like, damn. And so this may happen. This may happen for Devin Booker. But again, it's Phoenix. It's not L.A. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. So much like you said, Allen, everything else that comes with it.
The box office part.
It becomes harder to do in those type of markets opposed to being in a bigger market. And you can't have one without the other. You can't have this great player in a small market and then compare him overall to somebody like Kobe Bryant. It just – you can't do it,
well, it
because
done.
He won't get the same sort of not attention, but the same snack, crackle, pop that you get that Kobe got in L.A., unless Devin Booker is in L.A. or New York or something like that.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 if you agree or disagree with Stephen A. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coming up, Key, some history in the NFL was made yesterday. It really shouldn't be history, but it might be the beginning of something that the league and all of sports can start to embrace.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay's going to join us a little bit later on in the show. And Key, as you know,
I love seeing D linemen get picks.
June,
some of the funniest things ever.
What is it? Rumbling, bubbling, stumbling.
Well, no, they just get a pick and they work so hard to get a sack or a forced fumble or a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, and then they just get a gift. Like the quarterback, a lot of the times is so bad that if a D lineman gets a pick, man, it's like pick.
No. Sometimes it's tipped up in the air.
No, he dropped in coverage.
Well, that's different. Yeah, dropping in coverage.
Did you not see him right in front of your
eyes? He's only 6'6", 280. You didn't see him?
And then when they catch it, they're like, oh, I got it.
And then the running part is the funny part, right, seeing that. But as you know, it's Pride Month, and something happened yesterday that, is again, it's history for sports, and that's Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders, who went to social media to make an announcement that he is gay. A 28-year-old defensive end posted this on his social media accounts, and it became, you know, a very big story for the NFL and for sports. So let's take a listen.
Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate, and I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America, and they're truly doing incredible things, and I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can, and I'm really pumped to see what the future holds.
Your reaction to this, you know, him becoming now the first active player in the NFL to come out, and you know, again, at 28, very young, still early in his career, former third round pick, just signed a big contract with the Raiders, and you know, people are going to talk about courage and everything else. I think for him it was probably relief to do this, and the response around the NFL was encouraging, was all positive, encouraging responses. Roger Goodell put out a statement saying, "We share this hope that someday soon statements like this will no longer be newsworthy." I think a lot of people were saying that this shouldn't, we should reach a point in the world, in our lives, where this is not something that would make news.
And I think we will reach a point. You say, how I feel. I don't feel anything. I'm like,
Okay.
Like, right? Right? I'm like, because I don't have any issues. So for me, I'm like, that's what's up. Like, okay, cool. You ready to go to practice and play football?
Right.
Like,
can you be good now? are you going to help us win?
It's not whether or not can he be good. He's on a 53-man roster making millions of dollars. Yeah. So that clearly tells me he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so good enough to be part of the 53 and make the type of money that he makes. It's for the way that I look at it, I'm happy for him and his family and his mindset. I'm happy for all of those things. But much like Carl said, there's going to be a point in time. I know he hopes, but there is going to be a point in time. The hope part is going to be over where you're not going to have to worry about somebody announcing. It's just going to be normal.
It's
normal. Everything in life that we've gone through is a normal thing. You go all the way back to Rosa Parks. We used to be in the back of the bus all day long because we couldn't sit in the front. But guess what? She changed all that because she decided that no more, that we're not dealing with this no more. That's just not happening anymore.
So the point is that, you know, once things, I guess it becomes, I mean, again, to say when it becomes normal is not the word here.
No, it's
not that it's not normal. It's that it's something that
it's not,
we have never seen an athlete come out as current.
It was not normal in team sport from a male standpoint.
Right.
In team sport.
Right. Jason Collins was, you know, in the NBA. That was a couple of years ago. And there was Michael Sam, who was drafted but never played in the NFL.
Wasn't ever really active.
Right.
So this is somebody who is an important part of your team in Carl Nassib. He's an important part of what the Raiders want to do on the defensive side of the ball. So because of that, people look at it like, oh, my God, what are they going to do? What are the players in the locker room going to say? What? Nothing. Get your damn helmet, man, and come on out of here. Let's play some football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to say. And if you say anything to my teammate, I'm going to punch you in the face.
So you're saying, like, in a game, because you know how it is. I mean, you've been there in the field of battle where you're anything goes a lot of times with the trash talk and everything. I want to get under your skin. I want to bother you. You're saying that if somebody goes there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a problem. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. 100%. If somebody else says that I don't know what I'm talking about, then they some damn fools. It's going to be a problem on both teams, meaning that he's on my team and I'm on the Raiders, and if you say something to my teammate, I'm going to have an issue with you. And the opposing team, if you say something derogatory to him, I'm going to have a problem with you as my teammate, because more likely than not, that player on that opposing team isn't going to stand for your behavior. That's the reality of it. I promise you.
There's a heightened awareness of it. And that's,
yeah,
look,
because
that's important,
it, nobody,
too. That's an important part of this as well.
Nobody is caught up. Man, this is 2022. I done fast-forwarded 6 months. We live in 6 months ahead, man. This is not 1948. Get out of the woods and out of the big black trucks with the flags. Stop it. That's not where we're at anymore. It's not.
100% true.
It's so not.
Yeah. And so, for Nassib, it's a story. But as you've seen in a lot of the statements, let's get to a point in life where these are no longer breaking news stories. But it is still significant because current player in the NFL coming out, that's a big story, and it happened yesterday. All right, coming up, is anyone in the NBA the next Kobe Bryant? Also, which NFL team didn't want Tom Brady as their next quarterback? All of that is next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. He is in Phoenix.
Wake up, Jay!
Western Conference Finals. And you got game two tonight, so a busy day for J. Will and the crew. But still no CP, no Kawhi, and yes, Devin Booker, however, who had a 40-point triple-double in game one. And that led Stephen A. Smith to make the proclamation that he believes that Booker is the next Kobe Bryant. We discussed it earlier, and we asked you for your input. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We begin, why not, in L.A. with Caleb. Caleb, what do you think?
I think it's easy to get caught up in the moment, but everybody always fails to mention that Kobe did it on both sides of the ball. He's tied for the most first-team all defenses, and he's tied for the second most all defenses overall. And also, Booker just completed his age 24 season. By the time Kobe did that, he was already a five-time All-NBA player, a four-time all-defensive player, a three-time champion, and then he did it for 13 more years.
Stop, Caleb. Stop, man.
See again. Yeah.
That's why it's not fair, though. Caleb just rattled off some
But he's
statistics.
Right.
I know, but
Caleb's not wrong. He's
that's
right.
That's why it's not right, though, because it's just – three-time champion, all-star.
Already at 24 years old. Now, you could argue that he played on way better teams than Booker, whose teams were younger with the Suns. It was only this year they really emerged. Yes, last year in the bubble was his real, like, hey, everybody take notice.
He played great. He played on better teams, but those teams were better partly because of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, of course.
So it's kind of
– Yeah, no, I
– It's just hard,
that's
man.
Why I feel it's not a great comparison.
It's hard.
Charles in New Jersey. Charles.
Charlie.
Yes, hello. Hey.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Charles. How you doing, man?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? So I wanted to tell you guys that I love the show. But
thank you.
Yeah, now as far as the blasphemy that came out of Stephen A. Smith's mouth, that was out of bounds, you know? The only player that should be compared to Kobe is the guy that slaughtered the books, you know, during the last series. There's no other guy that's like Kobe.
So you mean like Kevin? You mean Kevin Durant?
Yes, Kevin Durant.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks. I mean,
Kevin Durant got his own column.
Yeah,
I guess, right.
Like, yeah, KD is not comparable to anybody. We've never seen anything
like
that.
He got his own aisle, his own column. Yeah. Like his. Is
I feel like we get crazy in this sport with the comparisons. We do. We want so bad to find the next this guy. It's like Kareem. There's no Kareem was not the next anything, and there was no next Kareem. Would you say that? He was unique.
I don't remember anything other than Kareem because before that I wasn't born.
Well, so. but I'm saying when Kareem was the best player in the league,
yeah,
nobody
the
said
cap, man.
He's the next Bill Russell. He's the like he did because it's a different game.
It's every time you move these generations along, it's always going to change. The game is going to change.
That's a good point too.
You can't
be the same guy that played 20 years ago when it's a different game. How about Dwight?
Dwight Howard.
Oh. Hey.
What's up?
How you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Blessed, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love it. First, happy Father's Day to you guys. I want to give that to you. And props to Carl DeSee, man. That's a good thing he just did. When it comes to Devin Booker, 100 points, 81 points, 71 points. Put him in order. You know, he going to be all right, but he ain't there yet. But Keyshawn.
What's happening?
Please tell me. I'm a Bear fan. I was born in Chicago and raised in L.A. I met you in Orange County one time.
Don't tell everybody.
Tell me, is Jay Fields going to start sooner or later?
You know, I think it serves him best to start him sooner, to be honest with you. I really do. I feel like if he goes into training camp and he's doing what they think he's capable of doing, that's why they moved up to get him, that, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. I'm ready to start the process now with him sitting around waiting. That does nothing because he's not you're not dealing with a fragile player mentally. So, you know, some coaches believe that certain players need to be brought along slowly. I don't believe that. Like, I don't believe that RG3 should have been brought along slowly in Washington. RG3 got derailed because of injury. Mm-hmm. He got hurt. His ACL, he never became the same again. But I don't believe that RG3, if RG3 was healthy, he would have wrecked shop in the league for quite some time. Now, you could argue, well, Justin Fields might get hurt. Well, that's part of football. But this whole notion of, well, you know, they're going up against the Rams and they're going to – and this team and that. Like, no, man, if the dude is ready and he's delivering a ball and he's showing me that he's better than the guy behind me.
Yeah, this is a training camp
man,
thing.
If you don't put his ass in and stop playing games.
Yeah, like, but you said this all over and over again. It's also how your team feels about him, right?
Absolutely.
If you're just getting that vibe from the team, like this guy's ready and they feel good about him.
The moment that Khalil Mack started putting his arms around his shoulders and kneeling down next to him and talking to him, doing off time, doing a break during training camp, I already know. I'm like, yeah, he's rocking with him.
Yeah, it's like that whole thing. Like when they recognize he's a real one, that
they'll gravitate
towards him.
Yeah.
Right, that's how it works.
Absolutely.
Take one more on Kobe. We'll keep these calls going throughout the show. Sean is in Missouri. Come on, Sean.
I can't hear you, man.
Mm.
Sean,
there
you got to speak up. Speak in the mic, man.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, man. I feel that
Wake
Devin
up.
Booker is the next Kobe. Can you hear me?
You think he is the next Kobe?
I can't hear him.
Yeah, I think Devin Booker is the next Kobe, man. They're going to win this ring, man. Devin Booker know how to read the game, man. That young man is different. Then he got a Hall of Fame point guard next to him in CB3. CB3 is another, like to me, is a LeBron type to where he can change the game. No matter what team you put CB3 on, they're going to competition for the – They're in the competition for the NBA Finals.
Well, that's the problem, though, and thanks for the call, is that any team that CP3's been on, they've never gotten to a Western – I mean, they've gotten to a Western Finals once, right? And they never gotten to a Finals.
They so got – in Houston, got, they
yeah,
were –
Houston, they Houston. Were 3-1 and then couldn't hold on. But, you know, his addition, I think, has really helped Booker. But Booker was already on that rise. So now we've got to see – how he plays tonight with no Kawhi, and this is a chance for them to really take a stranglehold of the series. Although the Clippers have been down 0-2
I honestly think that Booker cooking, and I don't think he's going to tail off, but it's hard for me to put him in the same category with Kobe.
No, you can't. That's why at the very beginning, when you were first like kind of like hemming and hawing about it, I'm like, man, I thought you would just jump out of the gate like no.
I wasn't hemming and hawing.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't. What I was doing was basically trying to understand where Stephen A. is coming from. Like, not living in the moment. I'm trying to see why he would say those sort of things. I'm processing it. Is when I move
because
like a,
he's
when
showing
I move
you
like a turtle, it's because I'm processing
right,
something.
I get it. No, I
That's
get
all.
It. But it's just what I see is somebody that is definitely playing with a killer instinct that in game one looked untouchable, got wherever he wanted, and had that sniper's mentality, right?
Well,
which
first,
is all the things that you see in Kobe. But there's so much
well,
more.
Well, he did the same against the Lakers,
Kobe.
Though. He was still fire against the Lakers as well, though.
No, he was. He's been great.
Good.
He's been great in the playoffs. It's been fun to see. But, you know, there's a lot more to
it.
He
did what Caleb
name,
was right? on with us a minute ago. He started just rattling things off by the age of 24. You got to go.
That resume's pretty strong by 24.
And I understand Kobe
he
had help.
He did it for another 13 seasons.
I understand that Booker doesn't have the diesel with him. I get all that. But Kobe was such an important part of those three
of
championships.
Yeah.
So, it's yes, he's going to have some – he has some star power there along with him. But still,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit much, but still made for an
And everything else, like you said, that goes with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, all the, like you call
everything.
It snap, crackle, pop. I just call it the aura. You know, like there's something
Booker,
more to it.
I don't see Booker walking through the tunnel looking like Jordan from behind. Kobe walked through the tunnel. He walking like, it's just different.
Everything
it's
he
a
did.
Different,
the
it's
way he talked,
different,
his mannerisms.
It's a different smell to it, that's
Key,
all.
Go back to the 98 All-Star game. That was his third season. They went head-to-head, and the kid just looked at Jordan like, yeah, I'm you. Like it was unbelievable. Like, the way he looked at him and the way they,
of course it was at MSG.
Of course it was. The NBA Western Conference Finals are not on MSG, but they're on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for game two. That horn always makes me laugh. As the Suns host the Clippers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a big disappointment. And if you think about last year again because of COVID, it's really remarkable what they accomplished.
The teams will approach you a little bit differently. You know, you're kind of the team everyone's watching now, so there's different degrees of expectation. There's more external noise.
So, Key,
what up?
Tom Brady.
Terrific Tom.
I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying Tom Brady with the Bucks. He seems to say more things that are interesting,
absolutely,
funny. Like, the way he was taking, like, he was really, like, needling Aaron Rodgers on that call for the match. Like,
what is
that,
the 7 championship? Seven, right?
It's seven now.
Yeah, when you got 7 Super Bowl rings, you
do whatever you want, right? So he's on
counting. You know, I'm like,
yeah, right.
Seven?
We did run out, right? You just start whatever. How many is it? But so he's on HBO's The Shop, and they were talking about him when he was a free agent. Remember?
Yeah,
when he's a
yeah.
free agent, there was only really two teams or one team that wanted him, basically.
No, San Fran wanted him. San Francisco wanted him.
Right.
San Francisco wanted him. Obviously, Tampa.
Yeah. And but then his choices weren't great. Like it wasn't like the whole league, just like anybody. A
well,
it was never
going to be the whole league. I kept telling people, including our Jeff Darlington, mm-hmm. I'm like, man, the whole league does not want Tom Brady. There are a handful of teams that's ready to go that need Tom Brady. But then there's other teams that Tom Brady.
It wouldn't have fit anyway,
it
right?
Just
wouldn't
have made
sense.
Like it just.
Well, there was
work.
One team apparently that he was interested in, and he revealed on the show that one team said no. He was snubbed, basically. Okay. And so in a clip on the show, he said, you're sticking with that, mother blanker?
The who?
That's what he said. He said, you're sticking with that guy, basically. Oh, but he used a very strong word that I can't use here. Who do you think that team would be that he couldn't believe
they picked that quarterback over him?
He's like, you're sticking with that guy? Not, you don't want me? You're sticking with him? What team could that possibly be? Now, so, he was laughing when he said it, so not like he was mad about it.
He
kind of made a joke.
Well,
it.
It's
but yeah,
kind of
half truth in every joke, right?
I bet you. Let me say, okay. So the teams that I could think off the top of my head that they conversation swirled around were San Francisco, Tampa Bay.
But you said San Francisco did. Like they were.
No, but I'm thinking of the teams. I'm just thinking of the teams.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Vrabel in Tennessee.
He would have gone there.
And I feel like the Raiders were.
Was
Las Vegas in there somewhere?
They would have.
And New Orleans Saints.
So
out of those five.
Okay.
I think San Francisco probably would have taken him if he would have really just pushed it. I think San Francisco would have swapped out Jimmy G if Tom would have pushed it. But I don't know that Tom pushed it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, yeah, I'm interested. Let's take a look. Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, so let's get them out of the way. Then the Raiders, he probably was like, nah, I'm cool.
You don't think Derek Carr would be a guy he would say that? Like,
no, I don't think so. Because the Raiders were not a Super Bowl ready team. The 49ers were.
True.
And if Tom was leaving New England to go to a Super Bowl ready team, it wouldn't be the Raiders. So mm-hmm. let's push them out of
right,
the way.
They're out.
So now I'm left with New Orleans, Tennessee,
mm-hmm. That's it.
And Tampa.
Right.
Tampa he signed with, so that's over there.
So now we're
down to New Orleans and Tennessee.
So who's that guy?
I would think.
Now remember, Tannehill got a 4-year, $118 million extension.
After Tom Brady had spoken to them, though. It wasn't before. It was after. So I would think in New Orleans' situation, they were waiting on Breeze. Sean Payton knew already Breeze was coming back. Even if there were interest, just in case Breeze woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But I don't ever think that Tom Brady would have gone to New Orleans. I just don't. I think it was we always want to check everything out just mm-hmm. in case. So that would leave me. And based on how he said it, and because of the relationship with Vrabel, he could say that to Vrabel because they boys. And it could be like half-hearted when Vrabel was like, ah, man, you know, I think we just, you know, we're going to go this route. And he could say that to him like, wait a minute, like, are you serious right now? So I think it was Tennessee.
You think it was Tennessee?
I think it was Tennessee.
You think it was about Tannehill?
I think it was Tannehill. Because that's a Super Bowl-ready team to a degree. They've gone to the playoffs since Ravel been there. They had Kansas City all the way down to the wire. So it's kind of like if they insert Tom in the lineup like Tampa Bay did, then maybe they become Tampa Bay.
But you don't think like it's because of the way – now, we can't play the audio. It's HBO. But if – the way he said it jokingly,
that means you can joke.
Drew Brees, it's kind of a joke. Like, you stick with that guy, like, I guess, like almost like sarcastic. No,
I mean, I guess it could be either one of them.
Like, just as a joke, like laughing about it.
I guess it could be either one of them.
I don't blame you, you know, but I don't know.
I guess it could be either one.
Well,
of them.
All right. With that in mind, though, he does end up in Tampa.
Yes,
right, and they're basically running it back. Although that's not the line they wanted to use, but they brought the whole team back essentially.
I thought they said that at their championship celebration.
They didn't want to say run it back, though. They came up with something else.
Oh, they came up with something else.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, we're not putting the band
back together.
I
could have sworn he said we're signing all you blankety
blanks. Well, no, he said that. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're doing that. Right. Maybe. All right.
As he was drinking on something.
They were, yeah. Right, exactly.
A dope beverage.
But Mike Tannenbaum was on with us yesterday, and he said something kind of like in passing where you and I both sort of let it go. But we definitely need to revisit.
Okay.
It has to do with Tom Brady and the Bucs and their expectations for this coming season.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a big disappointment. And if you think about last year again because of COVID, it's really remarkable what they accomplished. So to get everybody back, to have an off-season program, to be there with Byron Leftwich, to really understand the offense to a whole nother level, hopefully have all your stars back for a year that healthy, I think this is a team that's complete, and I expect them to be back in the Super Bowl.
Back in the Super Bowl.
I mean, Mike has great points there. Everybody's back, yeah, including the coaches. Usually, when you win a Super Bowl, things start
to – a lot of changes.
Yeah, it's a lot of changes.
Yeah.
You know, coaches start getting hired at different positions and jobs. And, you know, both coordinators, better yet, all three coaches that make sense are back. Byron Leftwich, the head coach, and Todd Bowles, right, who runs the defense. So you got that back. You have the addition of O.J. Howard, the tight end who got hurt early in the year. So he's coming back, along with a healthier Gronkowski, who now is probably in better shape than he was when he came back a year later. Tom Brady.
Healthy knee. Whatever. We didn't know about the knee. But
whatever.
We didn't know.
Well, but whatever,
he
man.
Says, he says it's
I'm not getting ready to. I'm not getting ready to throw yeast on his knee.
Script.
No, I'm not doing that. The damn dude just won his 7th Super Bowl. I'm not about to be, oh, Thomas' knee.
He could be even faster.
He's going to be even better in the pocket. No. He won his damn 7th Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He could do that without any knees. So, like, stop. So, you get Tom back with a healthy knee.
Yep.
And
defense back.
AB comes
components.
Back. I mean, it's like, so it all makes sense. Super Bowls are part good and part luck.
Sure.
And they hit last year great timing. And what I mean by that is they caught a New Orleans team with no healthy receiver in Michael Thomas, right? Drew Brees had barbecue ribs, dry rub he was coming off of. I believe Alvin Kamara was
crazy.
Coming back off of something. I don't remember. I don't know if it was an injury or some COVID protocols or something like that. But he was coming back off of some things. So that never got right. It's hard to beat a team three times, let alone once. Then, who did they catch up? They caught Chicago first. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly.
Like that.
Well, the biggest thing is the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with a compromised offensive line.
But then you catch Green Bay sleepwalking.
Well,
Aaron
Green
Rodgers
Bay gave you the game away.
They gave you the game away. Yeah. The defensive backs is falling asleep back there.
Right.
Defense tried to turn the ball over as many times as they could, but didn't work. So when you look at that, then you catch Kansas City in a perfect storm with no offensive line, and you just take advantage of them. You just basically did what you were supposed to do to them.
But when
everything fell right for them
when
to
you
win the
look
Super Bowl.
But when you look at the NFC – I mean, who is the challenger?
Well,
the AFC seems to have more of the challengers than the NFC does.
I don't think so.
Who's your challenger in the NFC?
Man, you got the whole NFC West. Everybody in NFC West has gotten
better. It's a tough division, which means they got to beat each other up.
I understand that. I get that, but the NFC West.
I agree.
Right? Then you got the Cowboys.
We'll see what they are. We don't know.
I understand people don't want
to
give them.
Mike T had a lot to say about him. We'll get to that later.
I understand people don't want to give them the credit because they've always kind of let people down. But they got a really good football team when they're healthy. And I think they got a better defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants should be emerging and getting better. So you got that. I don't discount New Orleans because of Drew Brees gone. I think it had they maybe played Jameis Winston, if they had to play Jameis Winston instead of Drew Brees a year ago, they probably could have wound up in the same situation because Sean Payton isn't going to allow Drew Brees to throw the ball. I mean, Jameis Winston to throw the ball 30 times to the other team. He wasn't going to do that.
Right.
So they're going to be challenging. And then we don't know what's going to happen in Green Bay or Minnesota. So I'm not just ready to say they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well,
but they certainly are
The most stable. But we'll get more into this because Mike T did have something strong to say about the Cowboys certainly as well. But coming up, does Doc have the perfect medicine to cure Ben Simmons? We'll discuss next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.